Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry O'Dell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, just visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. And there you can find all the information you'll need. You can receive the paper as a PDF in your email or as a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. Just get a hold of us, let us know what we can do, and we'll be happy to add you to one of those mailing lists. And the subscription to the paper is always free. Also, if you're a member of a congregation and you would like the congregation to receive the paper, we can send a bundle to you, and that too is free of charge. Find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Like and follow that. And of course, we also have the Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring Facebook page. Like and follow that as well. Today, I'm going to read an article to you from the April 1975 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. The title of the article is God Promises a Kingdom, and the author was Harold Turner. I just finished recently doing a series of videos on our daily live stream on Facebook, dealing with premillennialism, the belief that a lot of folks in the religious world have that one day Jesus is going to come back to the earth and physically reign in Jerusalem on David's throne for 1,000 years. And so this article fits hand in hand with that, so here we go. In the second year after Israel was taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the king had a dream which, when interpreted, would tell of a great event in God's plan for his people. In process of time, Daniel was called to make known both the dream and the interpretation. He said the king had seen a great image standing before him. The image had a head of gold, breast and arms of silver, belly and thighs of brass, and his legs of iron, and feet of part iron and part clay. Daniel said this image represented 4 great kingdoms that would rule over the earth. Of Babylon, he said, thou art the head of gold, and after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another 3rd kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the 4th kingdom shall be strong as iron. Daniel 2:38-40. Also in the dream, the king had seen a stone cut out of the mountain without hands, which smote the image upon the feet and broke it in pieces. Daniel then told of the great event that was to take place. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Daniel 2:44-45. This prophecy pictures the definite period in time when the kingdom of God would be established. It would be in the days of the 4th kingdom that would reign over the earth. Since Babylon was the first of these kingdoms, we can easily trace the history following this to the 4th world power. In Daniel 5:22-28, Daniel said to the king of Babylon, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. The Medo-Persian kingdom was the 2nd kingdom in Daniel's prophecy. In Daniel chapter 8, Daniel pictures the 3rd kingdom rising to power. The kingdom of Greece overpowered the Medo-Persian kingdom and became the 3rd world power after Babylon. Babylon reigned from approximately 605 to 539 BC. The Medes and Persians reigned from 539 to 331 BC. And Greece reigned from about 331 to 63 BC. History teaches us that Rome rose to power and became the 4th great world empire. The kingdom of God would be set up in the days of the 4th great kingdom, for Daniel said that God's kingdom would smite the image on the feet, which represented the 4th kingdom. Daniel gave another prophecy that helps us determine the time more exact. In Daniel 7:13-14, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion, and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. In the days of the Roman power, Jesus was born, and the promise made that he would be a king, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Jesus frequently referred to himself as the Son of Man. Matthew 16:13. He ascended with the clouds of heaven to the right hand of God, Acts 1:9, Mark 16:19. At this time he was given dominion, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Ephesians 1:20-23. It was also at this point that Jesus received glory from the Father. Acts 3:13. Daniel said, when the Son of Man came to the Ancient of Days, he was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom. All these were given Christ upon his ascension. During his life here on earth, Jesus spoke many things about the kingdom, which he said was at hand. In Mark 9:1, Jesus said that the kingdom would come within the lifetime of some of those standing there with him at that time. In Matthew 16:18-19, Jesus promised, "I will build my church, and I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven." It is believed by many that Jesus uses church and kingdom in reference to the same thing. However, there are other reasons for believing this. In Acts 2:47, the Lord adds to the church those who are being saved. In Colossians 1:13, God delivers us from darkness and translates us into the kingdom of his dear Son. These two scriptures show more clearly that the church and kingdom are one and the same. Some have asked, is the kingdom reigning over all people, nations, and languages today? Daniel did not say that the kingdom would reign over every person of every language in every nation. He said that the kingdom would be for all people, and that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. Daniel said that all should serve him, not that all would serve him. The church kingdom is for all people, all nations, all languages. Prior to the establishment of the church kingdom in Acts 2, all references to the kingdom point forward to the future. But after Acts 2, all references show the kingdom to be in existence. Colossians 1:13 and Revelation 1:9. Contrary to the belief of many, Jesus is not coming back to set up the kingdom, but rather to deliver up the kingdom to the Father. 1 Corinthians 15:24. All right, so that's the end of that article. Again, it's called God Promises a Kingdom by Harold Turner in the April 1975 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. And like I said in the beginning of this episode, that I just finished a series, a 13-video series on premillennialism, the belief that Jesus is going to come back to earth, set up a kingdom, and reign there for 1,000 years. Of course, Revelation 20, Matthew 24, you know, those two passages in particular are used, or rather, I should say misused, to teach the doctrine of premillennialism. So if you'd like to check into that, go to our YouTube channel, Mammoth Spring Church of Christ, and check out our playlists, and one of those playlists is called Premillennialism. But, as usual, I thought that Brother Turner did an excellent job with this article, and so I thought I'd share it with you. Well, thanks for listening today. Again, if you want the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. Get a hold of us, let us know what we can do for you, and thanks for listening today, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.